Hi, this is Dominic Cole from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It is indeed. Welcome to IMO. That, of course, stands for In My Opinion, and it's where I talk about news and stuff. Fairly simple. I like to collect funny little weird bits of news that I see all over the week from all across the internet, put it on a bit of paper, share it with you, and then most importantly, ask what you think about it. That's the whole premise. It's fairly simple. I don't need to over-explain it anymore. So, my top story today, of the many things coming up today, is all about electric cars. There was a big event recently in Los Angeles. Tesla, the electric car company, has unveiled a new model. Dun, dun, dun. We're going to be talking about what their new model's about and just electric cars in general as our major story, top story today. But that isn't all I have coming up, though. I have a pointless poll on the way. That's where I poll the audience on a pointless topic. This week, it's all about secrets and keeping secrets. I might even talk about Joe Biden, the former Vice President of America, when talking about secrets. It makes sense. Trust me. And so that's one of the things I've got coming up. Oh, yeah, I've also got a tune of the week on the way from Florence and the Machine. Great stuff, great stuff. With all of the things I'm talking about today, I want to know what you think, and you can let me know in a number of ways. Primarily, of course, it's through social media. You can look us up on Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Vectis Radio. And if you want to do it old school, you can send me an email. The address for that is studio@vectisradio.fm. And, oh yeah, we've got text lines as well. The number for that is 60777. That's 60777. And if you start that message with BR6TT, that comes right through to my face. How lovely is that? And without further ado, let's just jump into today's top story. It's all about electric cars. It's giving me a buzzing feeling. Oh, the puns are out today. Welcome. So this is part one of IMO. Of course, that stands for In My Opinion, silly. That's where I talk about newsy stuffs. Anyway, today's top story is all about electric cars. I love a Lee electric car. Specifically, I love a Lee Tesla because I like the look of them. This may sound ridiculous because you need to consider all of the technical bits, but they just look so futuristic and cool. So Tesla, they've unveiled their latest addition to their range of electric cars. The new Model Y, inventive name, was unveiled at a Los Angeles event, and it said it will cost around £35,000, and it's hoped that they'll be available by 2021, which isn't too far away. Dun, 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 dun. I'm pulling out all the sound effects today. I'm not sure what's gotten into me. So Tesla say that there are two different versions that they're going to sell of this new model. There's a long-range version that will have a range of about 300 miles and a standard version that will have a range of around 230 miles. And they've also said that this new Model Y is going to be slightly bigger than their last one, the Model 3. This may sound like I'm talking a different language, but it's quite interesting. If you have a look at it, look it up and have a look at some of the pictures of these things, they're amazing bits of kit. And so one of Tesla's other cars is the Model 3, and that had faced a series of production setbacks and price revisions over the past year. And I thought the interesting thing about this story is not necessarily the car itself. It's what the company is trying to do in releasing this car. So the boss of Tesla, the big boss man of Tesla, Elon Musk, a favorite person to talk about on IMO, let's say. If you look at the back catalogue, you'll see a disturbing trend. But he said that the new Model Y Tesla car is another attempt for his electric car company to attract a larger audience. But has it worked, though? Personally, I'd probably consider getting a Tesla if they were a bit more affordable, perhaps, and there was a more comprehensive charging network. Now, I did do a little bit of Googling here. And they've got like a map on their website of where these Tesla superchargers are available, and there are a smattering across the country. And these things are, again, crazy bits of technology that can charge an electric car in about half an hour. That's pretty good. But more often than not, you'd probably end up charging at home because you're not going to spend your life driving out to this speedy charging place and use all of your charge getting back or whatever. Because if you were charging at home, you see, from a normal plug, that would take about 20 to 30 hours. So that's a massive difference. It's gone from half an hour on these superchargers to 20 to 30 hours. So I'm not fully convinced. Like, I would probably seriously consider getting an electric car if there was a comprehensive like network of charging points, like there are petrol stations. But because there are these like speedy charging places are so few and far between, it would only make sense to like get them in areas where the charging places are. And if you want to go anywhere else, you might run out of battery. That's just something that I can see as just something that I'd be worried about. But thinking about the island for a second, the island is known for being an advocate for green solutions. So why aren't we seeing electric cars on the island? I thought this would be a perfect place to test it out because it's on a relatively small scale. And if, say, there were charging points dotted around in all the petrol stations on the island, we could probably sustain quite a load of electric cars. I think there might be a couple of them on the island at the moment, but I thought we could see more electric cars. It was an interesting thought, but I want to know if you would buy an electric car. And I want to know just generally your thoughts on electric cars. Good idea, bad idea, stupid idea. Oh no, it's running out of battery. Whatever you're thinking, I want you to let me know. You can get in contact with me in a number of ways. As usual, the main way is through social media, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Vectis Radio. I'll be posting a tweet in just a moment. You can find my post on the Facebook page as well and leave a little comment. Also taking texts. The number for that is 60777. And if you start that with BR6T, then another T, that comes right through to my face. And let's have a bit of a musical interlude while we pros and cons of electric cars. Here's Lewis Capaldi with Grace.
Hello, Laura here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Indeed it is, and it's time to announce the results of last week's pointless poll. Of course, this is the bit of the show where I poll the audience on a pointless topic. Last week it was all about sat-navs, maps and stuff. Last week I was talking about how Newport was brought to a standstill a couple of weeks ago when some mobile homes tried to make their way through the town centre. Though it wasn't sat-navs in that case, sat-navs are often to blame for these kind of things, and I wanted to ask whether you are a sat-nav or a map person. So the poll went up on Twitter and Facebook, and we've got two contrasting results. Very interesting indeed. So on Twitter, we've got the map people obviously prefer Twitter, with 75% of the vote going to map person and 25% to satnav person on Twitter, that is. Whereas, if you have a look at the Facebook poll, we've actually got 63% going for satnav person and 37% going for map person. An interesting split, I thought. And so there we go. We've kind of decided that it doesn't matter whether there is a right. There is no right or wrong when it comes to maps or sat navs. You do you. Choose what you want and the like. I'm going to stick to being a map person. I don't want to end up going the wrong way down a slip road in the future. Anyway, let's get into this week's pointless poll. So, this week's poll, it's all about secrets. It's all about secrets. I saw a story this week that made me chuckle, so I thought I'd make it the poll because it was kind of about secrets, kind of. So Joe Biden, Barack Obama's former vice president, might have accidentally announced he's running for the 2020 presidential election. He said, speaking to Democratic Party donors, "I have the most progressive record of anyone running for president," to which the crowd stood and chanted, "Run, Joe, run!" It was quite a funny clip. But he did soon correct himself, saying, "I didn't mean that." And this made me think about keeping secrets, because there's always that one person you know who you can't really let them know on the secret or like the surprise birthday party. Otherwise, they'll spill the beans. They'll tell them immediately, and the whole thing will be ruined forever. How could you? Sorry, I got a bit invested there. But I wanted to know. I mean, I think I'm pretty good at keeping secrets, but we all know someone who will spill the beans at the first opportunity. So I want to know whether you are good or bad at keeping secrets. The poll will be going up on both of our social media feeds on Twitter and Facebook, and it'll stay there for the entire week. How lovely is that? And I'll be announcing the results in next week's show. So that's some good stuff to look forward to there. Some pretty good stuff to look forward to. And yeah, it's pretty good. So that is this week's Pointless poll. It'll be going up. It's about keeping secrets. Want to know whether you're good at keeping them or terrible? Do you tell everyone all the time? I mean, to be honest, I said I was good at secrets, but I do tend to tell people sometimes. We've all got that one thing that we just hate about ourselves.
Hi, it's Ian Mack from The Mid-Morning Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Now, I'm going to have a quick check and see if we've got any texts or social media things about our top story today, all about electric cars and the new Tesla Model Y. Would you get a model, not a model car, an electric car? What would make you get an electric car? That was the question that I was asking. And I was actually talking to someone between in the ad break there, and they were saying that, yeah, they would probably get one if, as I said, if they were cheaper and if they were kind of more economical and the batteries wouldn't run out. Because apparently the reason that they're quite expensive is because of all the battery technology. So if we can get the cheap battery, maybe you can just put a load of double A's in it. Maybe not. I don't do science, so don't judge me. So that was just some extra thoughts on that. So what I thought I would do now is slide in a little bit of a bonus story for you. So today I'm putting my megaphone. I'm using my megaphone for good for once. I'm usually talking about nonsense, but this time I hope that I'll be doing something useful. So Isle of Wight Pride, they've put out an urgent plea for volunteers, and when I saw this story in the local news, I was pretty sad. Because the island hosted UK Pride last year, so that's like the national event. And that was only a year after their first event, so that was an amazing achievement in 2 years to be hosting the national thing. And it took me by surprise, actually, because I thought, oh man, this is going to be a new great event for the island. But Eve White, trustee and secretary of Isle of Wight Pride, has said that after a number of volunteers left the organisation, the future of the event is at risk, which is really sad because they do some amazing work and do some great stuff and just have a big old party. Some more information on stuff is that they've got their AGM, the Isle of Wight Pride Annual General Meeting. Sounds very official. But it's on this Saturday at noon at the Riverside Centre. So if anybody is welcome to pop in if they're interested. And if anybody's interested in joining the Pride organisation, they're asking people to send an email to info@iwpride.org. That's info@iwpride.org. And that was one bit of quickfire local news. And my second bit of quickfire local news has actually been used in the local news, and I wasn't expecting it. So thanks, Ian, for popping it in the local news. But I was going to talk about the Isle of Wight Youth Council and Youth MP elections, because they've been extended. And if you listen carefully, you might notice that I might be involved in the Youth Council. Sorry. I think it's quite important because they do some amazing stuff. I've had the chance to meet the local MP Bob Seeley within the past month or so. I've been able to speak to the leader of the council, and it really does get you kind of like essentially inside access into how the council works. And they're taking applications for the new group. As I'm going to be off to uni shortly, I'm not going to be a part of it. So I've made it my mission to get as many people involved as possible, because with more people, you can do more things. And the more things that happen, the better things are, at least in my mind anyway. And so the deadline for applications is Monday, the 25th of March. So that's in a week's time. And if you're interested, you can find all the application pack and stuff at iwhite.com/youthcouncil. That's iwhite.com/youthcouncil. And of course, if you have any questions or worries or anything like that to do with applying for the Youth Council, or have any questions about the work that we've done and what we do, you can feel free to kind of reach out to the Youth Council on social media. And I know they'll reply because I man the social media. So you'll get into a direct, interesting conversation. Well, if I say so myself, unless I'm boring, that's up to you. But yeah, that was it. The two bits of quickfire local news I wanted to throw out there. Isle of Wight Pride looking for volunteers, and they want, if you're interested, they want you to drop them an email to info@iwpride.org. And Youth Council elections, the deadline's been extended by a week. The new deadline is Monday next week, and if you're interested in that, you can find the application pack at iwhite.com/youthcouncil. And of course, if you have any questions, queries or whatnot, you can just find them on social media. That it's fairly easy, just Google it. I don't know. I trust you to Google something. Anyway, it's 8 minutes to seven now. That's both of my bonus stories out of the way, both my bits of quick fire local news. Let's have a look and see what's coming up on Vectis Radio. So up next, I believe Marco is waiting in the wings for his mod anthems from seven to take us all the way until 10. Great show. Sad to hear that he's heading off in the near future, but let's enjoy it while we can. And if you're staying up really late, from 10 till really, really late, we've got Nonstop 80s. And of course, tomorrow morning we have Hello Vectis from 7 and Dom with The Breakfast Show from 8. That is all from me. I will be back next week with another IMO show, talking about nonsense things that I've found and asking stupid questions, probably. And to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, let's listen to a bit of Brad Paisley. This is Mona Lisa. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online. I hope to see you there.